With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some major changes could be on the way in Great Britain. Labour Party there apparently is headed for a huge majority in today's parliamentary election. Poll released just a few moments after voting closed, indicating Labour leader Keir Starmer will be the country's next prime minister. The nation's Democratic governors say they support President Biden's decision to stay in the race. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Despite growing calls from some Democrats and donors to step aside, and in the face of troubling poll numbers after his poor debate, the president vows to keep running for re-election, and he got a boost from several Democratic governors. Mr. Biden met with more than 20 of them for over an hour at the White House, in person and virtually. After a candid conversation, many of the governors voiced their support, saying the president is in it to win it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, International Swimming Federation says its executive director has now been ordered to testify as a witness in a U.S. criminal probe into doping in swimming.
Back in 2021, nearly two dozen Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance, but they were allowed to continue competing in Tokyo. At the U.S. Capitol this spring, the FBI and Justice Department were asked to investigate by a House Committee on China. The swimming world's governing body, World Aquatics, tells the Associated Press its executive director, Brent Nowicki, has been subpoenaed to testify. This move comes just weeks before the Paris Olympics start. 11 of the Chinese swimmers who tested positive are again set to compete. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. Supreme Court set to hear a pornography case.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona abortion advocates say they have 800,000 petition signatures in support of placing an abortion amendment to the state constitution on the ballot in November. Roughly half that many valid signatures from registered voters would be needed for the measure to qualify. If it is approved, that amendment would enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. This is SRN News.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week, pushing up borrowing costs on a home loan for the first time since late May. The rate rose to 6.95% from 6.86% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.81%. On Wednesday, stocks kept rising in a holiday-shortened session. That's after weak reports on the economy kept the door open for possible cuts to interest rates. U.S. markets are, of course, closed today for the Independence Day holiday. On Wednesday, the S&P 500 rose 0.5% and set an all-time high for the 33rd time this year. The Dow slipped 0.1% and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.9%. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.